Hi, I'm Jen Turner, and I'm a psychic medium.
Hi, I'm Nadia Thorman, and I'm like the Ryan Seacrest to her Teresa Caputo.
And we're here to have a normal conversation about weird stuff.
Welcome to
The Soul Spot.
Oh, I guess we're doing this.
I was like swallowing as we started.
Hey guys.
Hi everyone. Welcome to the Soul Spot.
Welcome to the Soul Spot. It is great to be back. Okay, I have a story for you.
Okay.
I was driving home the other day from something. I'm trying to remember what it was. But anyways, I was completely sober. And I think this is important. Obviously, I should be driving
I know,
sober.
Like, that's, hopefully. Okay.
But like, I think you'll understand why I'm saying this in a minute. Okay. So I'm driving home. It's later at night. And I had that out-of-body experience where you catch a glimpse of your eye. Like your eye. Like it was like one of my eyes. But you know, you look at your eyes in the mirror. And
yeah.
It's like all of a sudden, you're out of body. Right?
Right.
So I was turning onto the street before my neighborhood and I saw my eye, and in my head, for some reason, I said, this is the glitch in the matrix.
Weird. Wait, you saw it like in the rear view mirror?
No.
You saw?
So like, you know, the little, yeah, the rear view mirror.
Yeah. Okay.
I saw my eye, but right when I looked at my eye, it was out of body.
Okay.
And I said, and in my head, I said, this is the glitch in the matrix.
Mm.
Okay. That's not the crazy part. Okay, that's whatever. Okay, right after I said that in my head, an owl comes swooping.
Stop it!
Right in front of my car.
Oh my god!
Like slow motion. I swear, I'm having chills on my head just retelling you because I was like, "Oh my gosh,
that's crazy!"
Right, right after I thought that. Right after I literally, it was like catch my eyeball out of body. That, you know, just a woo-woo thought. This is the glitch
Stop.
In the matrix.
Have you been meditating more or anything?
I mean, I think I have been meditating more, but I think I'm just so much more in tune because you know what I mean? Like,
just more connected or something?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know.
I
want to tell somebody this right now.
I can't believe that. You should have called me. That's amazing. When I was, like, I feel like really opening up to everything, I was on the toll road. It was, like, daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And just driving along, like, do it, like, listening to my spiritual podcasts or whatever, feeling good and connected. And a hawk comes and swoops down and touches my windshield and swoops away.
Whoa.
Like, a huge fucking hawk and, like, touched my windshield to the point where I almost, like, got in a car accident. I was like, oh, my God, this is insane. But, like, it was crazy.
Okay, so I should go back. And you asked me if I've been meditating more. I actually have, because I meditate a lot more in the shower now, which I didn't, used to.
Say it.
I know, and you always talk about shower meditations. And I've always done this my whole life, but, like, I feel like now it's transformed into a meditative state where what I've always done my whole life, not meditating in the shower, but what I've always done is I've seen abstract images and things that aren't there. So it's, like, if there's a pattern in some kind of wall, or if there's like a piece of nature or concrete that kind of looks like you could zone out on it.
Yeah.
I see images in that. Right.
Right. Right. Right.
Where like they're kind of like very literal in the way that like they're in.
Like Jesus and toast.
Exactly like Jesus and toast. Okay. But what's been happening a lot lately with my shower meditations is I feel like I see a lot of like images of animals or images of people that are like connected to where I'm at, like meditation wise.
That's cool.
So I kind of was thinking about this and I was like, I wonder, because I don't know a lot about this, but you know how they say like those like psychics that read coffee grinds?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's kind of all in the same.
It's all in the same thing. Tea leaves, coffee grinds.
It's like a clear key for zoning out. Like Tyler Henry, like scribbling his paper, right? It's like whatever, because he'd like zone out and get in that space. And I feel like that's it for me. It's like some kind of like, so my shower is like these tiles that are like, what did
I'm
she showing me
something? No, I just wanted your face. Okay.
Sorry, she's opening my phone.
Because I'm looking at, I got to look for something because I'm like, I'm into what you're saying. So
okay,
keep
so
doing.
Like, my shower has these like tiles that like these natural, like no tiles look alike.
Right.
Right, where it's like, they're all very, you can zone out on it. And it's like, I almost feel like you always talked about like, when you talk about tapping into like your psychic stuff, mm-hmm. it's like your magic eye.
Yep.
I feel like this is like a more literal version of that.
Right. But it's the same, but it's very, very similar.
Yeah. So I just wanted your take on all that.
I love it. I think it's amazing. And it is your third eye, and it is kind of dancing in this different level of consciousness where you can make sense of the messages that are coming through to you. And I feel like your spirit squad is helping you see things along the way that you need right. to see. And you're open to it now. So it's not like you're fighting it. It's not like you're blocked to it. You won't be afraid of it.
Right.
You can kind of let it in.
Right.
And so what I was looking up, though, when I grabbed your phone, is that idea of staring at tiles in your shower or looking at the tea leaves or the coffee grinds or whatever it is, the crystal ball, it's mesmerize, to mesmerize. So there is a whole thing about this. So I'm trying to find it. Wait for it.
This is another episode of Jen trying to
use technology.
Thank you for listening.
I paired the Bluetooth.
She did. Oh my gosh, I was so proud. I couldn't figure out how to pair this Bluetooth, and she did. You know what?
I pushed the right button.
10 points.
Thank you. Okay, so mesmerize. Holds the attention of someone to the exclusion of all else, or so as to transfer. No, that's not what I want.
Not what you're looking for.
Mesmerize. I feel like it's a person.
I'm mesmerized by what you're going to say.
Well, if I can't find this, I will continue on. What's another?
We're on the edge of our seats.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Just
let me just fill this. let me just fill this dead air time with saying that I think what you're going to say is your ability to like remove yourself from your ego, your thoughts, your right. Like you're kind of like taking yourself away. Okay. She found it.
Found it.
Okay.
Bam. Thank Worth God. The wait, you guys. Fine. Sorry. Franz Anton Mesmer.
Okay. This was an individual man.
It's an individual man, okay. German. May 23rd, 1734 to March 5th, 1815, was a German physician with an interest in astronomy. He theorized the existence of natural energy transference occurring between all animated and inanimate objects. This he called animal magnetism, sometimes later referred to as mesmerism.
Wow.
So, Mesmer's theory attracted a wide following between 1780 and 1850 and continued to have some influence until the end of the 19th century. In 1843, Scottish doctor James Braid proposed the term hypnotism for a technique derived from animal magnetism. Today, the word mesmerism generally functions as a synonym for hypnosis. Mesmer also supported the arts, specifically music. He was on friendly terms with Mozart.
Well, well, well.
So that's the term. That's where the term mesmerized came from. Isn't okay. it cool? Worth the wait, yeah. right? Worth the wait.
Worth the wait.
So he believed in this transference of energy, like long before any of this was studied, and that if you look at something long enough, you can transfer your energy onto it.
Oh my gosh. I love this so much.
Isn't that cool?
Because I've told you this before, and I'm going to sound like a stoner or something, but I promise this is like sober me is telling you I can like, if I look at a wall long enough too,
yeah.
I feel like I see the wall kind of like pulsating.
Right.
You know, like.
Oh, yeah, you can feel that energy.
Yeah, like it's always been this thing where it's like really easy for me to like zone out on this stuff.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, and you can dance in that, and I always call it dancing because you have to keep your energy light in it.
Right.
You know that feeling. Like, right. you could crush the energy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, do you remember that one time? Like, we must have been, like, 19 or 20, and we were sitting outside of Bagels and Brew. We were having breakfast, and I was like, that bird. Do you remember this story? And I was like, I feel like I just made that bird come to me.
I think I remember
this. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were like dying laughing. I'm like, no, I'm serious. Like I looked at it and I was like, come here.
Yeah.
Like come hither.
Yeah.
And it flew and landed like right next to me. I was like, oh my God, that little bird. I just made that little bird do that. And you were like, you're insane.
That little bird's like, I know she's going to give me some of that bagel. It's not my first rodeo.
But anyways, animal magnetism, mesmerism and hypnosis, all kind of in the same thing of the ability to transfer energy. And I think in order to get into that place of consciousness, you need to zone out. You mm-hmm. have to zone out on something. So it's like, if it's a wall, if it's a shape, if it's your hands, anything like that, like you kind of can get into that place really quickly. And then all of a sudden things make sense. Messages make sense to you. Even if they seem like they're coming from a really symbolic or abstract place, it makes sense to your soul.
Right. No, I love that. And I think, it's funny that I didn't think of that because it's obviously I do take a shower every day, believe it or not.
Good for you. Better than me.
Mm-hmm, but like, I have been meditating more because I didn't used to like purposely meditate in the shower, and now it's kind of natural. Once I started, it became like a habit, and now it's kind of just like natural for me to meditate in the shower.
I love that.
But anywho, my really cool owl story. And I always personally like think of owls as like this spiritual wisdom.
Oh, kind completely.
Of like, you know, and it usually always happens. Okay. I'm getting ahead of myself. So to backtrack.
Yeah.
I actually, every time I've ever seen an owl meditating, it's because I just had an epiphany.
Stop it.
Yeah. So this is always my sign of like this aha moment, right?
Wait, you've seen an owl more than once?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell? Yeah, that does not happen.
It totally happens to me. But owls for me are this like wisdom epiphany.
For like, sure. But like where the heck do you see owls?
Out at night. And during meditation, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'll see them
in meditation, but like but I've also seen them like
in real.
This wasn't my first rodeo with the owl coming to me.
That's crazy.
So, anyways, it was just cool. But like,
I love
this lead into our. This is a very woo woo episode.
I mean, yes, we're in it.
We're getting there.
We're getting in it.
You've been having some amazing experiences lately, and I will let you take over here.
Yeah, it's really crazy because I'm trying to respect my daughter's journey in this, you know, so I don't want to like overshare, but also I think that it, I get a lot of messages from parents who have kind of crazy experiences with their children. So I'm saying all this to kind of lend hopefully like some light onto the subject with parenting.
Before you get into it too, I want to say that, what you're going to share is very much like this pure story. Not any influence that you've had.
Completely.
Because I want to say that you as a mom, I've witnessed you keep her very innocent for any of this. She's grown up very traditional, you know, going to church, everything. If you can, you want to like say for what it is, like a very innocent child in all of this. And you've kept a lot of the stuff that you do really basic and separate. And you haven't like tried to like inflict this kind of like, here's what we are. You know, it's not any of that. Your parenting style is very much like natural in that way. And you've also like removed that from her kind of lexicon, I think. So I think it's important to say that.
Yes.
Because
that's a very good point.
This story could be taken a whole different way if people just thought, well, obviously.
Yeah, you're talking to her about all this stuff.
Right. And like you keep it really separate.
She has no idea what I do with this stuff. Mm-hmm. She, knows that we have a podcast, but she has no idea like what the topic is. Her understanding of spirituality right now is very basic. It's very like trusting your own gut and trusting your feelings and believing in God and knowing that there's God helpers that kind of watch out for you. And that's pretty much it.
Right.
Like there's a heaven and that's where people go after they pass on. And like, it is a pretty traditional thing because, I want her to have some fundamental knowledge of this before we go way crazy with it.
Right.
And then also, it's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's a lot.
It's like, you don't want to make it like a burden or a source of, cause you hear about these stories like, and I mean, you have a story from when you were little, but you hear about stories of like people that had these gifts really early on and how it can be frightening. And I'm going to let you take over.
Yeah, like, you just don't want to put any pressure on them. Right, you know, you want them to come into it in their own.
Totally.
And have a normal childhood and, like, all the fun and everything and not be worried. And Avery is very much an empath, and she takes on a lot of people's emotions. So we just kind of protect her from that a little bit until she's ready. But then about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, we're laying down, and she's telling me that she thinks she has magic powers. And she's like, I have magic. I'm like, you totally do, baby girl.
I love it.
Like, yes, you do. And she's like, no, but like sometimes I think that I really do have magic. And I'm like, okay, like, tell me about it. And it's always, they open up so much at night. I don't know if your kids do this, but it's like,
oh yeah,
the time. Good God, you're like, go to sleep, child.
100%.
And then, no, she wants a profound conversation about all her feelings and, like, life and death.
Oh,
and it's like,
yes.
God, now? We had all day.
Uh-huh.
And now, okay.
It's always at night.
Okay.
It's always at night, about 15 minutes past bedtime.
Yep. That's right where we were. Mm-hmm. And so she's telling me all about her magic. And so I was like, oh, okay, cool. And she's like, well, sometimes I know things before they happen. And that piqued my interest.
Right.
You know? And I was like, oh, yeah? Tell me how. And she's like, well, sometimes I just do. Like, I always know who's going to be in my class the next year before anybody tells me. And I always know what teacher I'm going to have. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know? And I believe her. I think that's intuition. I think that's gut instinct and probably a little bit of, like, psychic ability. And that's awesome. And so I was like, that's great. And she's like, and, like, I know you're texting 5 people and Auntie Jess is on the text. And I was like, okay. And I grabbed it, and I have, like, a text chain that's like OC debates.
Uh-huh.
There's 5 of them, and Jess is on it.
Okay.
And I was like, okay.
Another point.
Like, great point.
Yeah.
And maybe she was looking at my phone, but, like,
right.
Maybe she, you know, it was kind of like, it would be really sneaky and very hard for her to find that.
Right.
You know?
I love that you doing the psychic math too, like, even though you fully believe in all of this, you're still going for the logic brain because like, you got to go there first, right?
You have to.
It's
so
good.
Yeah, like, I'm like, oh, okay. You got to prove this to me.
Yeah, for sure.
So I was like, okay, like, all right, fair enough. And then this is where it gets good. So then she starts explaining to me that that she can see things out of other people's eyes. Now, mind you, this is language and stuff. I would never say that. I've never experienced that. This is, like, all her. And I was like, well, tell me what you mean. And she's like, well, sometimes, like, if I look at somebody, I will all of a sudden see what they're seeing.
Oh, chills.
And I was like, okay.
I love this.
And she said, so, like, sometimes if I look behind me, I can get into Caleb's eyes and see the back of my head.
Wow.
Or I can go into Mrs. Meng's eyes and see the whole classroom.
Man.
And I was like, wow, how does that make you feel? Because part of me is like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, you do have to take it at face value at this age with a lot of things they say, because they have amazing imaginations.
Completely.
And it's a beauty of childhood, right?
Completely.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you know, starts telling me about it. But here's where it's like, there's so much truth to this, because I remember being young, and my out-of-body experiences would be this. I would have to stare really, really hard at my hands or in my eyes in the mirror, and then I would jump out.
Mm-hmm.
I always did it. Most of the time, I did it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I couldn't say that I was looking through someone else's eyes. I just knew kind of I wasn't in my body.
Right.
So Avery said that she does it most in math, because she just can stare at her math page long enough to where she jumps kind of outside of her body. And that's when I was like, oh, she's describing everything the same way as me. Like, it was that point where I was like, okay, this is real.
Yeah.
She's not making this up, because I can identify with this.
Right.
And so I just told her, I was like, oh my gosh, like, that is so cool. That used to happen to me too. And she was like, really? And then she said, it's kind of scary. And I was like, it is kind of scary, but you need to know that you'll always be able to go back to your body.
Yeah.
Because that used to always be my biggest fear.
Right.
Is that if somebody says, like, Jen, and I can't, like, get back in.
Right.
And so I'm like, you'll always get back into your body. I'm like, all of this magic that you talk about is through God. Like, God gave it to you, and it's all with love.
Yeah.
All of it is with love. You never need to worry about anything. It's just amazing. And it might feel a little scary because you've never done it before, but it won't feel scary long.
So I'm just trying to guide her. But the whole time I'm like, holy shit. And totally. I was like texting you that night. I was like, you're not going to believe this. So then it gets even crazier. So we're talking about all of her like out of body experiences that she has and like her magic and stuff, which I think is so beautiful and like wonderful, you know? And then she says to me, yeah, you know, can I tell you some more of my magic? And I'm like, yes, please share. And she said, when I was in kindergarten, so 2 years ago, so she's remembered this and like held on to it and never shared it. So when she was in kindergarten, she's like, I remember sitting outside by the wall where you pick up Miles. And I'm like, okay, I know exactly what wall you're talking about. And she's like, and I was waiting for you to come to class. And I saw a little girl there with red curly hair and blue eyes. And she's like, but nobody else could see her.
Well, this sounds a lot like your imaginary friend, Timothy.
And yeah, and I was like, okay, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy, sorry.
That's right. But I was like, okay, but then this is where it's like, you can't make this shit up, BF, because it's like so much crazier.
Okay.
Even than what I experienced.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, really? Like you saw a little girl? And I was like, yeah, well, sometimes like when you have that magic, you can see things and people. And she's like, no, but mom, when I looked at her, she felt like familiar. And I was like, yeah, sometimes that's how it happens. She's like, because I knew it was me.
Oh my gosh. Chills.
How crazy is that?
Chills. I saw chills.
So when she was in kindergarten,
yeah.
To be clear, uh-huh. She saw a little girl with red curly hair and uh-huh. blue eyes
uh-huh.
that felt really familiar because she knew it was her.
I mean, you can't make that up.
And I was like, okay, daddy's going to come put you to bed.
That's so good. Mommy's sleeping with a nightlight tonight.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is so crazy because it's like way more next level even than me. Like you're talking about past life and like interdimension and like the soul's recognition of seeing like, I mean, this is so much. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Like,
okay, this is crazy.
So I told Dave, and Dave just like later that night, you know, I told him all of it, and Dave's just like, he's like, well, if she had told me, I would have said, don't worry, baby, that's just all in your head.
You gotta love Dave as the counterbalance in your eyes' little duo there.
I'm like, okay, fine. Glad it wasn't you that put her to bed.
That's just all in your head.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
You're just using your imagination. None of that is real. No, but it was so wild. So, I mean, we kind of we've kept like a dialogue about it a little bit,
yeah.
You know, but it's like, it's so much to unpack.
Well, I mean, they always say that like children are blessed to be like naturally intuitive and psychic because, you know, if they already have that natural ability, where they don't have the ego or the logic or all the things holding them back, right?
Completely. And they're still so close to spirit side.
Totally. You know? And what do they call this? Like starseed children?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
So I don't know. This is fascinating. But I mean, like, how many kids experience these things without the mom that's like woke to the, you know, the intuitive MO? So I'm really glad that she has this like safe space to talk to you about it with, and that you can like acknowledge her feelings and make her feel safe, maybe be a little creeped out.
Yeah, like she for sure creeps me out. I'm like tiptoeing out of her. I'm like, night, night.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was really cool. And I do think that every child experiences something like this. Like,
yes.
I mean, so many, I shouldn't say every, but so, so many
mm-hmm.
have that intuitive, that like psychic gift. They have that cognitive ability to just like know things. They have, they see things so creatively, and there's so much beauty in it.
Totally.
And it's just this fine line that I am seeing where it's like, I want her to be comfortable with it
mm-hmm.
and not be afraid of it. But I also don't want to give it too much power.
Right.
You know, because I don't want to influence it.
Right.
Like, it just feels so pure and natural right now. So it's like, we'll kind of keep talking about it when it happens. And, you know, I'll be here to kind of help guide her and always just try to keep her safe. But, you know, at this age, too, it's like there's so much, there's so many imaginative stories that
right.
get laced in that I want to really keep. I want her to recognize like in her body what's really true
right.
intuition and like that ability. But I mean, for her to say that, it's so pure. Oh, like it was so pure.
Totally.
She has no idea
and
about
And she's confiding in you. No, she really doesn't have any idea. Okay, you know how I have who I have a lot of these psychic moments with is my son, Bubba. With Bubba. And you know, he's on the spectrum, and they say like these kids sometimes are more naturally inclined for this because there's a lot less ego, especially with them, and kind of
it's
like
just such a pure connection.
Totally. But there'll be so many times during the day when I'm like thinking something in my head, and then he will literally just say the thing I'm thinking, and I'll look at him and I'll be like, dude, like. Because his energy feels, like, so connected with mine.
Well, that's a huge piece of it, too.
Yeah, so I feel like he's, like, just right there, you know?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all, actually. But, yeah, so those are some fun, creepy stories. But I do think that, like, for parents who are experiencing kind of what I'm experiencing, is to just keep it light and keep it a safe space. I think for me, when I was younger, the biggest thing that I wish I had, and like my mom was great about it, but like what I wish I had was just to know that it's safe,
right.
to know that it's not a scary place, that
right.
God's there, that it's all done through God, and that everybody experiences it. And that's what I was telling her. I was like, these powers that you have, these like magic powers that you have, everybody has them.
Right.
It's just that you and I, it's kind of cool because we experience them in a similar way.
Totally.
So we can talk about it with each other.
Oh, so cool. All right. So. I love this. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
You can follow Jen on Instagram. She is there. It's at the.soul.spot. And you can follow me on Instagram. Maybe I'm private. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I deleted it. Maybe I didn't. It's my name, at Nadia Thorman.
Maybe she's running mine. I don't know.
Who knows? You never know. We love you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye.